Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fries moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freeze scores. Smith moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux fires to third and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Hamlin, who tags Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze bunts towards third. Jablonski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-1 in the game. Cux hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski juggles the ball. That's an error on Jablonski. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Marty Cotina now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Davis now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seaburn. Landis scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Sievers moves to second. It's 9-3. White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9. And Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.